This is Morning Edition on NHPR. New Hampshire's U.S. Senate race is, and is likely to remain, the state political race that gets the most attention. But the race for governor, which features crowded primaries among Republicans and Democrats, and no big favorite, is starting to crank up. Joining us now to discuss the governor's race is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, seven candidates vying for the seat left open by Governor Maggie Hassan's decision to challenge U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte. That seems like a lot.
We know it is, Rick, but an open race for governor in New Hampshire is fairly rare. It's just the third time in the past 20 years. And I think you'd have to go back to 2002, another year, incidentally, when a Senate race got most of the attention, to find a situation where neither party primary has a clear frontrunner.
All right, let's start with the GOP. A Republican actually has not held the corner office in more than a decade now. There are four Republicans running this year, all current elected officials.
Yes, we have Chris Sununu of Newfield. He sits on the executive council. Frank Edelblue, a House member from Wilton, is also running, as is Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis and State Senator Jeanne Forrester of Meredith. As a group, I think it's fair to say they represent several strains within the GOP.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, Josh. The Sununu name is obviously one familiar to many voters.
Sure. Chris Sununu's dad was governor and White House chief of staff in the first Bush administration. His brother was a congressman and senator. Given that, Chris Sununu, whose day job is CEO of the Waterville Valley ski area, has an obvious name recognition edge. Politically, Chris Sununu is conservative on fiscal issues and perhaps a bit less so on social ones. He's pro-choice on abortion, for instance, though he was the swing vote that blocked a state contract with Planned Parenthood. When Sununu got into this race, his backers hoped he'd be seen as a strong enough candidate out of the blocks that he'd dissuade others from running. That obviously didn't happen.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Ted Gatzis, also a name familiar to many in New Hampshire politics, especially for those in Manchester, but also more widely.
Yes, Ted Gatzis was a state senator for a number of years and briefly state senate president in Concord. Gatzis was known as a guy who liked to get involved with policy, school funding, the budget. He was a big backer of gambling. Politics in Manchester tend to be rough and tumble, and as mayor, Ted Gatzis has had his fair share of friction with aldermen and the school board. He also barely eked out a re-election last year. But Gatzis's politics do fall within the party's mainstream, and since getting into the race, he's rolled out a fundraising team full of prominent business people, a few who originally supported Chris Sununu, so Gatzis isn't likely to want for money.
Okay, what about the others?
Well, Jeanne Forrester and Frank Edelblue are both a bit less well-known and both working to position themselves as conservatives. Forrester, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee, has been talking up her high ratings from conservative advocacy groups. She's also casting herself as a bit of a populist and promoted her longtime opposition to Northern Pass Project as an example of her anti-establishment credentials. Forrester's also released a video of herself shooting a pink Glock pistol. That's a tactic she also deployed during her first run for state senate. Frank Edelblue, meanwhile, has the shortest political resume of the field, one term in the House, but he probably has the means to self-fund his campaign, and he's brought on a strategist who worked with Maine Governor Paul LePage. Edelblue made his money starting an auditing company and now is a private investor. He seems to be pitching himself as more of a liberty wing Republican.
Now, on the Democratic side, the field seems a little harder to break down on ideological lines. Do you agree with that?
A bit. All the candidates, executive counselor Colin Van Ostern, former securities regulator Mark Connolly, and former Portsmouth Mayor Steve Marchand have all taken the pledge opposing broad-based taxes. All are staunch defenders of abortion rights, and all believe the state should raise the minimum wage and work to establish commuter rail.
So is it fair to see them as likely to kind of stick pretty close to the Shaheen, Lynch, Hassan political model that's been very successful for leaders in their party?
Well, they're certainly campaigning that way out of the gate. And so far, though things are very early, the Democratic race appears to be shaping up to be more about temperament, experience, and biography. Colin Van Ostern, who moved to New Hampshire to work on Gene Cheney's 2002 Senate race in his early 20s and stayed on for other political jobs before working at Stonyfield Yogurt and Southern New Hampshire University, certainly has the deepest ties to the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Steve Marchand, meanwhile, has been involved with the nonpartisan No Labels movement. Mark Connolly, who at 60 is by far the oldest Democrat running, has focused on his experience a good deal thus far and his record pursuing enforcement actions against Wall Street banks and companies like Tyco.
Josh, what do you expect to be the issues that will cut across both races?
Well, the opioid crisis is one. The future of Medicaid expansion is another. All the Democrats want to keep that going. Right now, the Republicans seem to be split. Jeanne Forrester voted for Medicaid expansion but opposed its reauthorization in the Senate. Frank Edelblue opposed it. Chris Sununu has voted against aspects of it as a counselor, but he's also called it a good step forward. And Ted Gatzis has said that he likes that expansion has given more people insurance, but says the state must work to continue to ensure that it's not paid for by state tax dollars. Energy issues are another thing that's likely to appear in both primaries, not simply increasing the supply of power in New Hampshire, but the means to do that.
And what about the top of the ticket? How will that affect all of this?
Well, you know, it sounds like a broken record, but in presidential years, what happens at the top of the ticket can play a huge role, and even local races get nationalized. But, you know, that's the general election right now. It's primary voters that these folks need to worry about.
All right. NHPR's Josh Rogers. Josh, thanks.
You're welcome, Rick.
And this is Morning Edition on NHPR.